Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Who? Yeah, Bo, how's everybody today? Hump day, the fourth day of the week. Fuwaha wa saddle. I mean, excuse me, Fuwaha wa ene siku. Happy fourth day. Fuwaha wa ene siku. Happy fourth day. Anyhow, as always, at Blacks, BLAX. Black, B-L-A-C-K, Black Blacks Radio. We are going to be expounding upon the benefits of Sir Mr. James Robinson. He created the lunch pail. Now, when he first created it, he had it sectioned out so that you know he built it with different sections to keep it hot and cold and so on and so forth, to keep the food separated and everything like that so that that a man could have him a nice hot meal at lunchtime instead of, you know, putting stuff in a bag or whatever. Anyhow, now as I was, you know, going through here, I'm looking. Now this is a brief lunchbox.com, a brief history of the lunchbox. And what's the amazing thing is, not once do they mention Mr. Robinson. Of course not. He's a blacks man. You understand what I'm saying? See, because it went from, let me see, what did he say? A lunch pail wasn't chic. It was a sign you were far enough down the pay scale that you didn't have the time or money for a decent hot noontime meal. Still, children in the 1800s created their own school lunch pails out of the colorful tin boxes that housed biscuits, cookies, and tobacco. But they still ain't saying nothing about the man who made it possible so that you could really have a true lunch pail. From there, it was a small step to a box specifically made for that purpose. And in 1902, they still ain't saying nothing about Mr. Robinson. That's what I keep trying to tell people. See? That's what I keep trying to tell y'all. Black people, is that y'all going to understand that according to white offsprings and culture vultures, we don't do nothing. What we do is for the benefit of them, not for the benefit of us. See? And they're correct. Long as you, I'm not trying to go there. Anyway, there's a diagram of the lunch pail, the original first live lunch pail made by a black man who did the three W's, which all real black men do, changed the whole wide world. One more time. That's what this black man did. I couldn't find no pictures, of course. I couldn't find no pictures of him, and I could only find that one picture of his lunch pail. But anyway, as always, one more time, Mr. James Robinson created the lunch pail. From this day forward, when you see somebody with one of those, let them know that all this here stuff like they got here, a brief history of the lunchbox, and they completely ignore the creator of the lunch pail. Ah, okay. They talking about the lunchbox. I'm talking about the lunch pail, which without the lunch pail, oops, excuse me, one more time, culture vulture, we're just going to make it a box because he said a pail. So a pail means that he got different sections. It's made specifically to keep food hot and cold in different sections, whereas a lunch box is just a box you put food in. Excuse me, one more time. That's why they didn't include his name, because, see, in order to say lunch pail, they have to include the black man, Mr. James Robinson. Anyhow, as always, keep that in mind when you see a lunch pail. From now on, you say a lunch pail. Know that it's a pail. I'm not gonna call them, I'm not calling none of them a lunch box ever again in life. No, it's a lunch pail to honor Sir Mr. James Robinson. Feet of polished gold, hair to wood of lamb, who changed the whole wide world. The three W's. One more time, the three W's. He changed the whole wide world. As always, Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Mojo Cubana, one love. Braga. Blessings from above.